What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Elon Musk's Doge has just been killed off entirely. It no longer exists, and I want to bring some attention to how much worse it has made things in America, because Elon Musk, over the past 2 to 3 years, has built up a disinformation machine in the form of Twitter, or now it's called X, and this disinformation machine is controlled by him. He spends all day spreading lie after lie after lie. Like, I'm going to pull up his account now, and over the past few hours, he said something about Ukraine that seems to be just a lie. He then quote tweeted Tim Pool. There are no riots for Bethany, no riots for Iran. Basically, just he's asking why there aren't any riots. Then he replied to an article about students taking on trans bullies. Then he spread disinformation about voter ID laws, voter suppression. He is using Twitter as a tool to spread disinformation to millions and millions of people. He has 230 million followers, and this is the battle that we're up against. On top of that, we learned over the past 24 hours that many of the top MAGA influencers are literally foreign trolls. I made a video about this earlier. It's definitely worth checking out, but just to touch on it very quickly, as Harry Sisson says, this is easily one of the greatest days on this platform. Seeing all of these MAGA accounts get exposed as foreign actors trying to destroy the United States is a complete vindication of Democrats, like myself and many on here, who have been warning about this. Almost all of the big MAGA accounts, look at this one, has 392,000 followers, and they're literally based in Eastern Europe, likely Russia. This one has over 1 million followers. It's an Ivanka Trump fan account named Ivanka News, and it's based in Nigeria. These aren't people who have a stake in our system. These are foreign trolls who have been emboldened, enabled, and boosted by Elon Musk's algorithm that incentivizes the most extreme rhetoric. Okay, this brings me on to Doge. What does this have to do with Doge? Part of the reason Donald Trump consolidated power was Elon Musk's wealth, his helping of Donald Trump on the ground in states like Pennsylvania, of course, but also his ability to control the attention economy and spread massive amounts of disinformation at one time. So with Doge, Elon Musk was able to justify the disbanding of USAID in real time while people spread lies about it. I made a video about this, but the shutdown of USAID has already killed hundreds of thousands of people. There are legitimate reports showing that hundreds of thousands of people are likely to have been killed due to lack of access to just simple medicines across the globe. And a lot of these are preventative. So they prevent the disease from coming to the United States in the long term. And when we're not doing this preventative stuff, or at least building soft power, we're losing. We are losing as humanity. If you want human dignity across the globe, then allow USAID to exist. But Elon Musk tore it down. Hundreds of thousands of people are reported to have died. And now Doge was disbanded. He didn't save anything, by the way. The Republican big, beautiful bill that Donald Trump created cut taxes for the richest of the rich, meaning that revenue was lost going into our government, meaning that the deficit and the debt is going to increase in the long term, meaning that nothing that Doge did was worth it. That's why, by the way, Elon Musk said that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files, because he was mad about the debt. He was mad about the big, ugly bill. This says, the Department of Government Efficiency has been quietly disbanded with 8 months left in its charter, according to the Office of Personnel Management Director. So it was terminated early. It was terminated 8 months before it was supposed to end, meaning it was probably losing money. They thought they were going to come in with a chainsaw, a literal chainsaw, and they just ruined the lives of hundreds of thousands of people across the globe, probably millions in the long term. USAID is incredibly important, and it just prevented diseases like Ebola, certain diseases from spreading in countries. There are going to be downstream effects. Director Scott Kupor told Reuters that Doge, the sweeping cost-cutting effort led by billionaire Elon Musk that dominated the first months of Trump's second term, quote, doesn't exist, adding that most of the office's functions have been absorbed by the OPM, the federal government's human resources agency. The entire thing was essentially disbanded, and they quietly did it. Kupar said that Doge is no longer the centralized entity it once was when Trump appointed Musk. Musk's collaboration with the Trump admin drew scrutiny for the access he was granted throughout the government in his role as a special advisor. This is pure corruption. Elon Musk spent hundreds of millions of dollars on the campaign trail and $42 billion to buy Twitter. That's the big one. His buying of Twitter and rebranding it into X, allowing him to spread all of this disinformation, is what allowed Donald Trump to have a vehicle for all of his lies, whether it's the eating cats and dogs lie, or the election might be stolen, or it's USAID. Then these lies, in turn, helped, I don't know, consolidate power. It's absolutely disgusting. And then Elon Musk spent an extra $200 million on the campaign trail, the largest donation from a single person to any campaign in US history, probably any campaign in the entire world's history. I don't know how you beat that. And do you think Elon Musk was doing it just to be altruistic, just to be philanthropic, just to be like, yeah, I want to help humanity by electing Donald Trump and getting access to everybody's documents? By the way, we don't know what he did with this data. We don't know what he did with the documents and the data that he had access to, other than ruin the lives of people in the United States on Social Security and people across the globe. Drop a like and subscribe if you want us to continue to cover this. But let's continue with this. Musk and his team quickly began cutting federal agents, mass firing federal workers, shuttering entire agencies, in canceling contracts. He positioned his staff throughout government agencies, seeking access to sensitive data in the name of making the government more efficient. Listen, there are parts of the government that are incredibly inefficient. Anyone who's had to go to any sort of branch of the government understands the bureaucracy and how tedious it can be. But that doesn't mean you take a chainsaw and just fire workers with no discretion, or send emails out to millions of workers at once. And then remember, like, Pam Bondi and Kash Patel had to tell their departments, respectively, don't listen to this Elon Musk email. It was a mess. They had to rehire nuclear submarine workers after firing them. Like, these people kept our nukes, clean and maintained. And Elon Musk fired them, then had to rehire them. For months, Musk reiterated his overarching goal of reducing the deficit by $1 trillion by September 30th, before a very public feud with Trump over his One Big Beautiful Bill led to a very public breakdown. Musk's exit had been expected. As a government special employee, he only had 130 days, but by the time he departed, he had not even come close to achieving the $1 trillion in savings he had projected. Remember, they said $2 trillion, then they cut that down to $1 trillion. Then when they got in office, they said maybe $200 billion. I'm pretty sure the final projections were like $60 billion, but then that was outweighed by the cost, the long-term cost. When you cut USAID, you're saving $58 billion like raw per year, but that investment every year yields us hundreds of billions of dollars in disease prevention and soft power gained. It's insane. By the time he had departed, they claimed they'd only saved $214 billion, but multiple reports show the department inflated, rewrote, or overstated those savings. There are many, many articles digging into these savings, and it shows over and over Elon Musk's team deleted and inflated a lot of the savings claims to try to make it seem like they did work that they didn't. So nothing has happened. Doge made things worse. The 45 staffers who were still employed at Doge have now been reallocated to other departments to help clean up governmental websites. It's all weird stuff. The government has not become more efficient. It is becoming less efficient, but there is more executive power that Donald Trump is gaining. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.